Hey, I want to let you know that this is a place where preachers can preach. So is there, so is there, so is there. There's no right place, but I want to look at the choir today. Preaching to the choir. There is an apocryphal story, or some think it's an apocryphal story, but I'm here to tell you it really happened. Elie Wiesel says that it truly happened. There's the events that are dramatized and fictionalized in the book The Trial of God, and later in the play and film adaptations of God on Trial. He says that they aren't apocryphal, as many have suggested. Wiesel says that he knows they happened because he was there. In 2008, Wiesel recounted to Jennifer Fraser of the Jewish Chronicle that the trial of God took place in Auschwitz one night during World War II. Just three people put God on trial for oppressing the Jewish people. And when the trial was over, God was found guilty. And after the verdict, as the story goes, those who put God on trial said their prayers and went to bed. There's just one little difference between the oft-recounted version of the story that maybe you have heard before and what Mr. Wiesel said in 2008. Rather than saying that they found God guilty, which in the book Night, you have read this story as well, but rather than saying that they found God guilty, he said that the prosecutors of God used the word chayev, which means God owes us something. Then they went to pray. In today's Bible reading, the Hebrew people who had been given sweet water after it was first bitter found at their latest stop that there was no water. And so they put God on trial for neglecting them. God owed them water. Chayev, God owes us something. Remember, we've talked about it for a few weeks. The Israelites had been delivered from bondage in Egypt. They had been given that sweet water from a place that was bitter. They were getting manna every day. Do you remember what manna is? We really don't know, even though there's a gross way to look at it, but we don't know exactly what it is. Whatever it was, they could eat it, and they did. And they called it manna because manna means what is it? But then here they are. Are you kidding? Why did you even bring us out of Egypt with no water? We're all going to die. You and your God have got some explaining to do. So the Bible says that they quarreled with Moses. It sounds as if they yelled at Moses and told him that they were upset with the lack of water. It sounds as if they yelled loudly and forcefully at Moses. But the Hebrew term that is translated as quarrel, it's reib, R-I-Y-B. If you want to look it up sometime, you can go on your phone right now, right? And, oh, how about that? It has a legalistic sense. They brought an argument to Moses and to God. They brought a case against Moses and God. They put God on trial for neglecting them. God owed them water. God gave them water. So Moses called the place Massa and Meribah, tested and quarreled. The place where the Hebrews put God on trial. Still, Moses is pretty exasperated. There, I'll say it with my whole mouth. Exasperated in today's reading. He says, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." Now I'm thinking of Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. They stone you when you're in the wild. They stone you when you're sitting with your child. They stone you when they don't have water to drink. They stone you and you don't know what to think. I would not be so all alone. I'm not going to sing the next line of that song. Moses does not have endless patience or understanding. Who among any human does? I know there are plenty of God is angry and here comes God's wrath places in the Bible. One of the lectionary readings, when I say lectionary readings, you probably know, but if you don't, lectionary readings are the set of readings that have been prescribed for a certain date. There isn't a law that says churches have to follow it, but if you follow the lectionary readings and read all of them on any given Sunday, then over the course of 3 years, you will cover most of the important stuff in the Bible. One of the lectionary readings for today that we didn't read has this little bit from Psalm 95. When your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work, for 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. And this same story in the book of Numbers, with a little bit of a difference. The Israelites, the whole congregation, came to the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, would that we have died when our kindred died before the Lord? Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink. Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes, yield to its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock. So Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. He said to them, listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you shall not bring the assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness. So in the Numbers rendition, there is some punishment for not trusting. But there's a big difference in those readings. It's the same story. One of them, Moses strikes the rock and there's water, and that's it. The other one, Moses strikes the rock, but God said, don't strike the rock. He said, just wave your hand over it. And so Moses is in trouble. I don't know why the stories are different. I do know that God doesn't do that. The Numbers passage indicates some accountability on Moses and Aaron's part. But God doesn't try to get payback. Not sure what to do with this. I don't know. In Numbers, it seems like a petty addition. Nevertheless, remember this about the meta-narrative of Scripture, the overall theme and direction of Scripture. God creates. Humanity messes up. God recreates. Humanity messes up. God repairs. Humanity messes up. God is really good at what God does. And humanity is unfortunately really good at what humanity does. So there's no punishment in today's reading. And in both readings, the real complaint, the court case, the trial is about a lack of water. And in both cases, God gave them water. It fits over and over again. God finds a way to bring restoration. God finds a way to bring healing. God finds a way to bring life, regardless of what humanity does. Restoration wins. Healing wins. Life wins. Love wins again. Compassion, mercy, forgiveness, love. God provides refreshment for the thirsty. God's presence. Thank you, God, for your presence in our lives. We pray that even when we don't feel it, even when we may think it's not true, you are not far off. Help us, O God, in knowing that there is an abundance, to also live out that abundance, to share, to be a people of hope, to be compassionate, to be merciful, to be forgiving, and to show love. Thank you for your presence, O God. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.